Dave Phillips from Environment Canada. First of all, welcome to Total Useless Information with Nick and Roy.
Hey guys, nice to be with you. I'm looking forward to our little session here with Nick in Canada and Roy in the United States. It's a continental
issue. Is a global thing.
You wrote several books, and I think one of the titles is Did Niagara Falls Ever Go Dry? And I think like Roy and I were talking about having you on the show, and he said, you know, I've heard this sort of expression or story, Did Niagara Falls Ever Go Dry? So you wrote a book about it. You've obviously named the book after this. So we'll ask you point blank, did Niagara Falls ever go dry?
It did. I mean, we've seen the American Falls dried up a couple of times because the U.S. Corps of Engineers turned it off to repair the rocks underneath. But this is the Canadian Falls, the Horseshoe Falls, 10 times the size of the American Falls. And back in 1848, on the last days of March, people in Niagara Falls woke up. And it wasn't from the roar of the falls. It was the silence of the falls. Oh. The falls had turned off. And people from Buffalo and from Hamilton, they came down in droves to watch this incredible wonder of the world gone dry. People walked out on the riverbank and into the dry riverbed. You could see some of the pools of water and fish and other animals just floundering in the water. But there was even a U.S. cavalry walked up the dry riverbed, and people picked up muskets and bayonets and tomahawks from the War of 1812 as souvenirs. There was even a group of people took timbers that were submerged under the falls and made furniture of it later on. And so the churches were filled. Back then, when you couldn't explain what happened, people thought it was the end of the world. It was clearly divine intervention. You were not living the good life, and you had to come to grips with it. 30 hours later, somebody could hear that sound, and the falls resumed itself. What had happened, guys, was in Lake Erie on the sort of the neck into the Niagara River, the ice had broken up and had wedged in there and had blocked the flow of Lake Erie. Well, back then, there's no meteorological service. There's people didn't really know about it. It was a distance away. And so they
and
had
what year was this?
1848, March the 29th. But March the, on April the 1st, the falls resumed itself and people went back to a normal living.
We're going to commission you to another episode at some point down the line. We really enjoyed our time with the previous episode.
In fact, Dave, would you take Nick's place?
No. I'm not as quick as Nick. Really impressed me of this is not scripted. This is you guys coming up with this on words that somebody talks about. I think that all the writing is here, guys.
Well, Dave, thanks again for joining us on Total Useless Information with Nick and Roy.
Thank you guys so much.